During Barriger Radio's 2015 Summer Pledge Drive, Tom Hornacek and Sue Wright spoke with Mary Beth Hicks about the upcoming Lakely Lanao Women's Retreat on October 10th, 2015.
Great to speak to you again, Mary Beth. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And I also have someone joining me in the studio here. I'd like to welcome Sue Wright. She's from St. Mary's Lakely Lanao. Welcome, Sue.
Why, thank you, Tom. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi, Sue. How are you today?
Great. Good to talk to you.
So, ladies, tell us about
it. And email you. Yeah.
Yes. Tell us about an event you guys have coming up at St. Mary's in Lakely Lanao, which is going to involve Mary Beth Hicks.
Absolutely. On October 10th from 9 to 4:30, and our special guest is going to be Mary Beth. The title of the retreat is Catholic Women in Today's World. Mary Beth.
Yeah, and I'm so thrilled to be participating, and it's just going to be a beautiful day in which we really kind of weave the example and the role of Our Lady into the lives of Catholic women today and talk about how use her good example and her intervention and her intercessions for us to really be the women, wives, mothers, grandmothers, co-workers, sisters, friends that we know we are called to be. And so this is going to be a great day of reflection. It's such a beautiful time of year to be in Northern Michigan, so I'm very excited about that. But as well, I think, anytime we can provide a day for women to take a break from the family, take a break from work, and just be in a place they can attend to their spiritual life, attend to their good health, mental, emotional health as well, and to be with other women to talk about that journey together. That's the goal for the day. So I hope lots of women will join us for that retreat on October 10th.
And how would they get information? Will that be available on the website, or is there someone that they could call, Sue?
Well, you can call St. Mary of the Assumption in Lakely Lanao. And I don't have the number in front of me, 256.
Well, people with phones today, they can get that pretty easy.
They can
so
get that.
Yes, St. Mary of the Assumption, just Google it on your phone, tell them you need the phone number, or you can go on the internet and just Google it, and I'm sure it'll pop up.
That's right, and we will be giving you the information, and from what I understand, you're going to be helping us with a little advertising, so you'll be able to hear it.
Yes, you will.
On Catholic Radio.
And I have to tell you, I've heard Mary Beth speak before, and she really has a connection with the culture and what's happening today in our world, along with the devotion to our Holy Mother. So I would really urge you, regardless of your age, to come to this event, the ladies of our diocese, and enjoy listening to Mary Beth Hicks, because she will bring you those topics and our Holy Mother in a whole new light. She really will.
That's right. And, one of the things that I think is so important for us as Catholic women now is to come together and gain strength from each other, as we do from listening to Catholic Radio. We're getting the strength to go out there and boldly proclaim the truth, as our Catholic Church has always taught us. And now more than ever, that's important for us to do.
It is. And Mary Beth, you've one of your most recent book was Teaching Moments. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Teachable Moments. So the subtitle is one of those very long, cumbersome things that the publisher comes up with. It's called Using Everyday Encounters with Media and Culture to Instill Conscience, Character, and Faith. Take a breath. It's long. But the point of it is we find ourselves kind of hijacked by the culture. You're with your children or grandchildren, you're out shopping in the mall, maybe you walk by a store and it's kind of scandalous, the posters in the window or the things that you see out and about. Just you're watching TV with your family and you think you're watching something wholesome and appropriate for your family, and next thing you know, a commercial comes on or an ad for a show at a later hour comes on, or even the topic what you thought was a family-friendly program becomes very inappropriate or racy or immoral, whatever it is, and you don't know how to respond. A lot of parents and grandparents, coaches, people, teachers, they find themselves almost tongue-tied because they can't believe what they're being confronted with, and they don't really know how to put it in a context for children that will give it a moral framework. And so that's really the gist of Teachable Moments. It's a book that gives real-world examples that either from my own life as a mom, but also from readers that I've talked with and worked with for years who've written to me and emailed and told me about their situations. And also people that I've met as I go speaking all around the country. And, you know, so they're real problems. They're real times when people have been confronted with situations and they want to know how to teach those good moral lessons. What character lessons can we give our children in light of the circumstances that we find ourselves confronted with? So that's the nature of the book and some of what we'll be talking about at the retreat at St. Mary's on the Assumption in Lake Leavenau on October 10th. So, and it's also the kind of thing that I talk about quite a bit whenever I do host for Al and I'm on Catholic Radio, and you do find those conversations on Catholic Radio, Tom, which is so important because that way we have the ability to address what's happening in the culture and not be just succumb to the, you know, the secular radio's assessment of the world or presentation of the world.
You're right, Mary Beth. You cannot go unarmed into the battle. And by listening,
exactly. You
become equipped. And you can talk, and you can talk in the workplace. You can talk at gatherings with family and friends. And without that, you don't know how to approach things. So in most cases, people don't say anything. You've got another book, too, which my wife loves the title, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid. Tell us just a little bit about that, because I'm sure these books will be available at the retreat.
They will be, indeed. And that one actually came out in 2011, but it's still very appropriate. It's all the things that we see happening in the culture, the way that, Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner, there's an example for you, these stories of things that are happening in the culture, all this Planned Parenthood stuff that's coming out now that we're seeing and just so horrified by, and, you know, all kinds of things that happen in the culture where the secular culture is really feeding our children's generation a whole belief system that, you know, I've framed as Kool-Aid in that book, which is really a very secular, humanistic, and progressive belief system. And everything I learned in the research for that book tells me that we've kind of already lost the culture war in that sense, where we have to really look at our children's generation and say, are they going to be equipped, as you mentioned, with a proper worldview, with a proper moral belief system and character and values in order to carry on as Christian leaders in the next generation. And so that book is really kind of, it's sort of written at the crossroads of parenting and politics a little bit, but not politics like election politics, but that sort of political, social political realm where between the media and the education system and pop culture, our kids' generation are really being fed a lot of things that conflict with what we know to be the truth. And so if we want to teach them the truth and we want them to understand where their place is in the world in relationship to the God who created them, we really have to be armed. We have to understand what's being told to them, where it's coming from, and how we can combat some of those messages.
So all you ladies out there listening right now, and all you men, mention to your wives, keep open on your calendar October 10th at St. Mary's, the Assumption, Lake Leelanau. And it's a great time to go to northern Michigan, especially up in the St. Mary's area in Lake Leelanau. The beautiful fall colors are out, and when the retreat's over at 4:30, you probably got time to hit a winery on the way back. Do a little wine sampling.
Well, that would be after Mass. We're hoping to encourage people to come to Mass with us, and then they can celebrate.
Okay. So please keep open October 10th on your calendar. Because just from what you've heard Mary Beth talk about, this is just the tip of the iceberg on the points that she's going to cover with you and also bring you closer to our Holy Mother. Because without those tools in the toolbox, so to speak, it's very difficult to go to work or to go to battle. And so it's an exciting time. We really thank you for joining us this afternoon. And we thank you too, Sue. And again, ladies and husbands, tell your wives, keep October 10th open on your calendar this fall at St. Mary's Lake Leelanau for the Woman's Retreat, featuring national speaker Mary Beth Hicks, speaker, columnist, and author. And I know from hearing Mary Beth before, you're going to enjoy that. It's just unfortunate that it's a woman's retreat because I would really like to go and hear your talk again. But thank you so much for joining us, Mary Beth, and may God bless your work.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Tom.
This has been a production of Berger Radio, a listener-supported ministry. Information on supporting this ministry can be found at thecatholiclight.com.